Kitty Raises Hell by Carrie Vaughan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2009 by Carrie Vaughan, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hatchett Book Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. I had to admit, this was pretty cool. Rick had gotten us onto the roof of the Pepsi Center in downtown Denver. We sat near the edge, by a railing on a catwalk near the exclusive upper-story clubhouse. From here, we had a view of this whole side of downtown. Ellich's Amusement Park to the west, the interstate beyond that, Coors Field to the north, and to the south, Mile High Stadium. It felt like the center of the universe, at least this little part of it. We could look downtown and see into the maze of skyscrapers. At night, the sky of stars, washed out in an evening haze of lights, seemed inverted, appearing around us in the lights of the city, in trails of moving cars. When Rick had escorted me through the lobby into the elevator, the security guards didn't look twice at us. He had a pass key for the elevator. I'd asked him how he got that kind of access, the key and security codes, who he knew or what kind of favors he'd pulled in. But he only smiled. It wouldn't have surprised me to find out that he owned a share in the place. Vampires were like that. At least the powerful ones were. Prone to quiet, conservative investing, working through layers of holding companies. They had time. A constant breeze blew up here. I tucked the blonde strands of my hair behind my ears yet again. I should have clipped it up. The air had its own scent, particular to this place and nowhere else.